Hello, this is Wanda McKnight Brock. I am so excited to have you join my podcast, Fill Your Tank. While you're filling your gas tank for the week, take a few minutes to join me and fill your own personal tank as well. I call myself the imperfect but still successful sales representative. If you can relate to the daily struggles of trying to keep it all together and searching for that perfect balance between family, faith, and career, then Fill Your Tank is the perfect place for you. This week's episode is titled, Working from Home with Kids, Dogs, and Doorbells. There are so many distractions that keep you from being effective in your home office. I have put together just a couple of tips for working from home and decreasing the distractions. First is to try to set yourself up for success from the very beginning. Decrease the likelihood of being disturbed or distracted by just using some preventative tactics. One, location matters. If possible, locate your office in a space away from the family activity. That prevents you from being constantly distracted, and the family can continue their activities without having to be quiet every time you're on the phone. Two, keep the office in the office. Don't let your paperwork, your briefcase, samples, literature, business mail, and other things bleed into other areas of your house. It needs to stay in the workplace, or at least in a designated spot to be moved to the office at the end of the day. On occasion, you may decide you want to venture out of the office to work. You might want to enjoy the beautiful weather and just set yourself up on the back porch. That may work for some tasks, but don't expect everyone else to alter their activities to accommodate you. Be prepared for your children to keep playing, the neighbor to begin mowing his yard, construction noise, garbage trucks will suddenly appear. So documentation might be a suitable task to do anywhere, but conference calls and customer calls, they typically work better in your office. I know several people who work on their computers every night while watching TV with their spouse or family. While that might be okay one, possibly two nights a week, be careful that it does not become a nightly habit. You're not really connecting with your spouse or family when you're staring at a computer screen. Both you and your family may begin to feel like that you work all the time. While you might have some brief period of 3 or 4 months where it's necessary to work at night because you've got some big project going on, but that should not be the norm. It's really not healthy. Number three. The front door. You may have dogs that get excited and bark a lot whenever someone rings the bell. So stay alert to anyone approaching the front door and mute out on your conference calls, or you may want to warn the other person on the call about what is going to happen. Whenever you see a delivery truck headed up the drive, you should probably give the other person a heads up. You might want to invest in a sign to post on the front door. I know Amazon sells some no solicitation signs, or you can create your own. My neighbor has a really cool sign, and it reads, "This is a home office. Do not ring the bell or knock between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. unless a delivery requires a signature or there is an emergency. Dogs will bark. Babies will cry, and adults will scream." It's amusing and effective. It's summer, and your kids may have friends dropping by, so if someone's scheduled to come over, just let them know ahead of time how to enter without ringing the bell. Four, should you have a TV in the office? Some people opt for a TV in the office, and they try to multitask, especially after 5 o'clock or when there's a big game on. Personally, I think it just causes you to spend more time in the office than is necessary. you could probably do the work in less time without the TV in the background. Therefore, you could get the work completed and go enjoy TV with your family instead. Task, task, task everywhere you look. There are always so many chores awaiting you if you venture out of your office. It is so easy to get distracted and find yourself an hour later going, "What happened? I was just going to take a restroom break and grab a coffee, and now here I am changing the sheets on the bed." Early in my career, I had to implement a 5-minute rule during office hours. Any household chore that took less than 5 minutes, I was good to do. I could move clothes from a washer to a dryer, empty a trash can, put a few dishes in a dishwasher, or toss some chicken in a crock pot. But folding clothes or watering plants or any task that took more than 5 minutes had to wait till the workday was over. If you find yourself struggling with this and just can't stick to it, you may have to resort to using a timer. 6. Family, friends, and neighbors. They may have the best intentions when they stop by unexpectedly to see you, but they may not understand the home office concept. If you break away for 5 or 10 minutes or work it into a lunch break, that's perfectly fine. But depending on the situation, you may need to have a polite exit plan prepared. Like, "Sorry, my next conference call begins in 10 minutes. I can take a little break until then." That allows a short visit, but lets them know you are working and you will need to keep it brief. 7. You may have kids at home for the summer. Great. But depending on their age, how do you manage to work with additional people in the house? Personally, I hired someone to assist with the kids to provide transportation and supervision until they were much older. Sometimes hiring somebody just for a couple of hours, 2 or 3 a day, that can be a huge help to you. Just because you're working from home, it doesn't mean that you can attend to all your children's needs and still do your job at the same time. A lot of this depends on their age and activities. Some kids do better with a little structure. Otherwise, video games, TV, and social media went out every time. Even older kids aren't always able to fill their time with positive activities. You may have to direct them with a list of to-dos for the day. It can include chores or mental challenge games, physical activity, reading, some kind of creativity, and of course, free time. Be specific about your instruction on when electronics are allowed. That, along with some great summer day camps, can be the perfect solution. They may be old enough to manage without supervision while you're working in your home office, but they may want your input at times, which leads me to the next tip: providing guidance to your children about how to enter the office area. Always had an open door policy for my boys. You can enter my office at any time, but only speak if I'm not on the phone. Check first before you start speaking. If I am on the phone, then take a seat and wait or write me a quick note. I would typically jot down my ETA for ending the call so they knew how long it was going to be. That way they could either stay and wait, or I would just find them once I had ended the call. If they just needed a quick response, like trying to locate a lost item, of course, you could just write that out and give them a quick response. It might be occasionally that you have to put a client on hold if something does seem rather urgent. 9, having a home office provides you a huge amount of flexibility. I would try to start my days a little earlier in the summer and get off a little earlier, and that worked really well. Also, sometimes I would take off early and then go back to the office after everyone was in bed. Of course, This changes as your children get older and they stay up later. Sales is great for offering some flexibility to your schedule, and you can adjust it to maximize your family time, especially in the summer. And that is one of the reasons I love having a home office. Number 10, make it a pleasant place to be. Don't let it become the junk room for everything that needs a place to be stored. You spend a lot of time there, so it needs to be appealing. Management is going to be essential as you are an employee, a house manager, possibly a mom and or a pet owner. It is a lot to meet all of those requirements at once. It's going to take patience and time management to balance it all. So as we close out this episode today, join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for summer. Thank you for the warm weather and all the sights and sounds and activities that go along with summer. We need your guidance as we try to work from home. Some of these ladies will be managing not only their jobs, but the house, the pets, and the children this summer. So give them an abundance of patience. Help the listeners to have a safe summer with lots of family time. Sometimes we are just so busy working that summer slips away before we really get a chance to enjoy it. I am praying for each person on this call today that they would get to spend good quality time with their children and their spouses and help us do our jobs well while balancing these additional responsibilities. Keep us focused when we're in the office and minimize our distractions. Thank you so much for all that you do for us each and every day. Every day is a blessing. Amen. Thank you, ladies, for your time today. I am always thrilled that you chose to listen in. Be sure to join me, Wanda McKnight Brock, for next week's episode of Fill Your Tank. You don't want to miss it. Fill Your Tank is going to be your new podcast.